Fallout Equestria the Chrysalis, Chapter 20, Unarmored. The sun had been up for several hours before I finally extricated myself from the bed and made my way over to the wash basin. I was thankful for the opportunity to sleep in my natural form and not just for the comforting familiarity of it. Lying across Starlight's foreleg would have likely been rather uncomfortable in a pony guise, with a limb squeezing soft flesh against hard bone, never mind the pipbuck that had been wedged against my side. I fetched a worn washcloth, and for a moment simply enjoyed the sensation of the damp fabric gliding over my carapace. Another plus of my natural form, chitin cleans much easier than a coat of hair. I had gotten to cleaning between my hind legs when Starlight groaned and stirred, rubbing lazily at the leg I had been lying on. A moment later, her eyes opened up.
Holy crap, it's noon. Guess we needed the sleep.
I said, finishing up with scrubbing my forehooves clean.
Yeah, I guess so.
Starlight groaned again as she sat up, rubbing a hoof over her eyes.
Ugh, explains why I'm so hungry too.
With a flash, I retook my Earth Pony disguise, and began the careful examination to make sure I'd gotten every detail correct.
You should probably go clean up before going out.
I said as I brushed a hoof along my chest, ensuring the coat lay just right.
I'm not—
She halted herself, raising a hind leg up slightly as she looked down. A hint of color tinted her cheeks as she snatched the washcloth in her magic.
Gimme that.
She was about halfway through her own cleaning when she paused, her ear slowly falling back.
Crap. I really should have asked before, but...
She swallowed.
Changelings and ponies can't... you know...
Her expression looked strained as she raised her forehooves, awkwardly gesturing them towards each other in a way that I might have thought meant, have sex, if not for that question having an obvious answer. When I didn't show any sign of comprehension, she meekly finished.
Have kids? Oh, well, no, our species aren't biologically compatible.
Starlight exhaled, giving a relieved nod.
In any case, I can make all my forms sterile. It's a standard precaution, since a changeling shape-shifted into a pony and a regular pony are biologically compatible, which can lead to all sorts of complications.
I paused before adding.
And yes, you really should ask questions like that before it becomes important. Yeah.
She said, you're still hanging low.
I was a little preoccupied. I mean, I figured, but it's good to make sure. Just maybe make sure earlier.
I gave a little smile to soften things up.
Earlier would be better, yes.
She gave a little sigh, her hoof returning to the washcloth as she finished giving herself a quick cleaning.
I'm really hungry. Thirsty, too.
She looked over to me.
Wanna go get breakfast?
I nodded.
Sure, I'm pretty hungry, too.
She tossed the washcloth back beside the basin and crawled out of bed, slowly fetching her holster and saddlebags. Once she'd gathered them, she simply sat there, holding them in her lap.
That was really good. I mean, I figured it had to be, but yeah, that was good.
I slowly nodded.
Yeah, it can be.
Finishing my inspection, I turned to look at her again.
This your first time?
Her ears drooped again, and she gave a weak self-deprecating laugh.
Oh, it showed that badly, huh? Not really.
I said, giving a soft smile.
Open and honest passion is a good deal better than simple technical skill.
She chuckled a bit, as she started to strap on her holster.
Yeah. I was maybe a little worked up, and then that thing that you did with your tongue...
She huffed faintly and shook her head.
Nope, not thinking of that right now.
She tugged on the last strap.
So, do we have any plans for today? Not that I'm aware of.
I said. She hummed softly, thinking.
I don't know. Do you want to go shooting again? Not much else to do around here. I'd rather not waste much more ammo before Dusty starts teaching me. It sounds like we'll go through plenty, then. I might tag along, though.
I slipped on my saddlebags before asking.
So, what would you normally do for fun? Climb around some ruins.
She said.
Jumping from one building to the next, crawling through windows, explore all those empty places, and maybe even find some place no pony's been to in centuries.
She shrugged.
I kinda had to make my own fun, growing up. There seems to be a lack of extensive ruins around here.
I noted.
Yeah.
Starlight grumbled, but then her ears perked up.
Though there is that mine behind Arclight's place. Underground ruins are a bit too serious mode for playing around in most of the time, but that could work. Just as long as nothing's living in it. Better than climbing all over the buildings ponies are living in now.
She idly tapped a hoof against her leg, and looked back at me.
What about you? What were you thinking of doing?
I shrugged.
I don't know. I was thinking of digging around those files that we got at Paradise Beach. The CLT stuff could use a more thorough double check, and I've got plenty of time now that we're not walking constantly. I also might look through the stuff from the other companies, too.
Starlight was rolling her eyes halfway through my statements, and ended with a flat stare.
Come on, Whisper. We're supposed to be relaxing and having fun.
My ears pinned back defensively.
Well, I'd be lying here in bed. It'd be hard to argue that that isn't relaxing.
When Starlight continued to stare, frowning, I sighed.
Fine. Maybe I could see if I could borrow a book once Dusty's done. That should pass an evening or so.
After another moment of thought, I shook my head.
Actually, I suppose I could just tag along with you or Dusty. Socializing and hanging out are always good. Then it's settled.
Starlight said as she rose to her hooves.
We're getting some food, and then you're coming with me to explore the mine. A mine that's already been explored.
I pointed out, though I rose to follow her.
Shush.
She said, walking to the door, and I followed her out. Dusty and Sickle were both there. Dusty was sitting hunched over at the edge of the table, a comfy empty beer bottle set nearby. Sickle was kicked back against the nearby wall, I assume because it let her sprawl back in her typical lewd fashion. I missed whatever it was that she was saying to Dusty as we entered, and I just noticed how the conversation immediately stopped. And then a grin quickly spread across Sickle's muzzle. She lifted her forehooves and started to clop them together, slow and loud.
Oh yeah! Damn, it's about fucking time, bitches!
Starlight stopped with a squeak, her cheeks instantly turning red.
Guess I was wrong about you two,
Sickle said, chuckling.
And here I thought you two were fucking the whole time and just being all sneaky and quiet and shit, but damn, was that wrong? Oh, fuck me.
Starlight fell back to her haunches, her ears hanging low.
You heard that?
Sickle practically cackled.
Heard it? Fuck me, right? You probably raised every dick in town with how loud you were. You weren't that loud,
I quietly said, casting a disapproving glare at Sickle's way, while Starlight covered her face in her hooves.
Huh, sure she wasn't,
Sickle said, giving another snicker as she addressed me.
Shit, you had her going for, what, an hour or two? Dirt and I finished, and you two just kept going on and on, started getting me horny again. What the hell were you doing to her in there?
Her ears perked up and her grin grew.
Oh shit, did you do the hellhound thing? I told you it was fucking awesome!
My glare was turning into a glower.
I did not do the hellhound thing.
Beside me, Starlight quietly murmured,
Changeling tongues are amazing.
I lurched a little, caught off guard. Her cheeks were still burning red, with her chin tucked down and her eyes on the floor. It almost succeeded in hiding the smile that was forcing its way out. Naturally, Sickle bursted out laughing, thumbing a hoof against the floor.
Oh no fucking shit! Oh fuck, this is too good!
While Sickle continued to laugh, Starlight cast a glance my way. I'm not sure if it was supposed to be apologetic or amused, but when I raised an eyebrow in reply, her smile grew a little bit more, despite her apparent effort to constrain it.
Oh, fucking shit.
Sickle said as her laughter died off, and she laid her head back against the wall. Still grinning, she patted her crotch with a hoof.
Hey, how about you show me how good that tongue is, Whimper? I ain't ever fucked a bug before.
My eyes narrowed, and I found myself baring my teeth, despite how unimpressive that gesture is with a herbivore's flat teeth.
First off, keep it down. Your voice carries and I don't want to end up in trouble because you can't handle basic secrecy. And second...
My eyes glanced down along her body, then returned to meet her eyes.
If you're going to insist on making passes at us, you would do a lot better if you put some effort into making the offer less... revolting. Oh, yeah, sure.
Sickle said, smirking.
Cause you sounded all kinds of revolted about fucking last night, huh? I'm talking about your basic hygiene,
I said, frowning at her.
We all know that you've had sex with every living creature that you can get your hooves on. We don't need to see and smell it too.
She chuckled, and though I refused to look, I could see the movement of her hoof padding between her legs, and the suggestive look that she gave with it.
Hey, plenty of ponies like a messy, but you know, if you want to clean me up down there... There's a marked distinction between messy and filthy.
I replied, and turned towards Dusty to signal the end of that conversation.
Are you okay?
Fine.
He grumbled, his hooves tightening around the bottle. After a moment he spoke louder, though slowly as if carefully sounding out his own words.
I am lamenting the passing of my late self-respect.
And he's back to being an uptight cunt.
Sickle said, reaching out with a hind hoof to lightly thump the side of his chair, which almost knocked him to the ground.
Only you could get some mopey over getting your dick wet.
I shot a look her way.
Shut up, Sickle!
While she made a crude gesture, I turned back to Dusty.
Seriously, are you alright?
Dusty grumbled, but when he finally looked up to me, he managed a small, uneven smile.
I will be. Just give me some time.
Yeah.
Sickle said.
He's just pissed because he knows that I was right.
Dusty sighed as he finally lifted the bottle that he was holding.
Yep, pretty much.
He said, then tipped back the bottle to take a drink. Sickle blinked in surprise, then laughed again.
About fucking time!
You're still a bitch.
He said, around the mouth of the bottle.
The biggest, bestest bitch around.
Sickle proudly declared, to which Dusty just rolled his eyes. I leaned in a little.
Did you want to talk about it?
Fuck no. He said, taking another quick drink before setting the bottle down.
Don't worry, it's done and over with.
If you say so.
I said, with just enough of a frown to show that I had my doubts. He merely grunted in reply.
He's fine.
Sickle said.
Shit, maybe better than fine. I woke up to him crawling on top of me for a morning fuck, and okay!
Starlight said, leaping to her hooves again.
Breakfast time! Food! Leaving now! Bye!
She quickly made her way to the door, and with a parting look of disapproval towards Sickle, I followed. This is just me, but if there was someone who I was rooming with, and they were having fun with another person, and I was able to hear it, that would be very difficult for me to not say anything about. Especially if they were individuals who are reserved with that kind of stuff. Man, my mouth would look like a puckered asshole trying to keep it all in. Funny shit, though. Anywho, let's get on to our lovely donators. Top donators Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, J Tin Man, Darkside, and Ponyman. Courier Christii, Strix, Zar630, Narwhals, TacoCat598, Raiden, Dospo, Delta Omega, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Austin Rowland, Lightning Blitz, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Rotten Wandering, Ender63, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Edge, Skyuchia, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Raquel, Mystery CU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nessa Rusan, Vizuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Patrick Blancart, A Crazy Person, and Ponyman365. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.